Max likes to wait up just to catch me breaking the rules. He's been a total jerk about it all year.
Your stepdad's a super hot jerk, at least.
You're not helping. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? I hustled out of her car and waved a quick farewell before jogging up the walkway. I took the steps, two at a time, onto the front porch. The living room lights were on, which didn't bode well. I didn't care how hot Sarah thought my stepdad was. Ever since I'd turned 18, he'd suddenly turned into an overbearing asshole about the rules of the house. I could hear him now.
You may be an adult now, Casey, but as long as you continue living under my roof, you'll continue following my rules.
He was even worse whenever Mom was out of town on business, which was about a week out of every month, including this week. I'm not sure what had gotten into him. I missed the sweet guy who had taught me to ride a bike, who had built me a dollhouse before I got too old to play with dolls. Now, I dreaded even opening the door and having to deal with his critical scrutiny. The fact that he was probably the best-looking man I'd ever known simply made things worse. The older I got, the more I recognized his purely sexual appeal. Why Mom had probably married him. And I hated understanding what it meant. I hated worse that he didn't seem to see me any differently, even though I'd grown up. I was still a little girl breaking the rules to him. But to me, he'd always been the man I wanted most, even if it meant loving him in secret. I loved the guy even more in spite of his shift in behavior, and I hated disappointing him. Of course, the things he didn't know about me would probably make his head explode. Like the tattoos and the piercings that I kept cleverly hidden. My key slipped into the lock and I opened the door slowly, my pulse racing. I breathed a shaky sigh when I walked through the foyer and saw the living room empty. Only the vintage Tiffany lamp my mom loved was lit on one side table. The huge grandfather clock ticked away against the wall beneath the staircase. Maybe I could get to my room before Dad realized I was 10 minutes late. I could throw on my PJs and pretend I'd been there for a while and he wouldn't be any wiser. The master bedroom door was closed at the end of the hall, no light shining beneath. That was a good sign. He'd probably gone to sleep. Maybe he'd relaxed a bit finally and decided to cut me some slack. It didn't register that my own bedroom light was on until I rounded the doorframe and saw my dad sitting at the foot of my bed. I stopped cold.
You're late, Casey.
His deep baritone accusation sent my heart back into arrhythmia territory. Just a few minutes, I said. Seriously, Sarah and I were here at 11:30. We just got to talking and I lost track of time.
You know the rules.
As if his voice wasn't bad enough, that gray gaze of his pierced my defenses. Yet he sat so nonchalantly on my bed. Dressed only in his navy blue flannel pajama bottoms. For a man in his late 30s, he was incredibly fit. I'd seen him with his shirt off a few times growing up, but this was the first time I'd had a chance to really look. He had an odd tattoo on the side of his ribcage beneath his left armpit. It looked like writing, but I wasn't close enough to read it. I hated the disappointed scowl on his beautiful face. It brought back too many memories of my accidental misbehaviors as a child. But when I was 7, I could always wipe that look from his face by giving him a big hug, a sloppy little girl kiss on the cheek, and saying how sorry I was. I didn't think that would work now that I was 18. So am I grounded?
No, baby girl. I think you're a little old for grounding. Drop your pants and bend over my knees.